Ladies and gentlemen, return your radios to their upright position. Prepare for takeoff into hour number two with America's First Lady of Liberty, a voice not left, not right, but truth-centered, taking on all enemies of freedom. Now, from the live, free, or die sovereign state of New Hampshire, raise up another rousing cheer for that doctor of digital privacy. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Catherine Albrecht.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the program. I've got quite a disturbing hour of radio for you this hour, but I think it's important information that needs to get out there. People need to know that implantable microchips being placed into dogs all around the country and indeed all around the world on an increasingly frequent basis are not safe. There are a number of cases now coming forward that are matching what we know from the literature. We know of at least two stories that have been written up in the academic literature about dogs that developed cancer as a result of microchips. At least the cancers were either surrounding or adjacent to, attached to the microchips. We also know, based on a number of studies going back over a decade, that microchip implants cause cancer in laboratory animals. We know that when you plant one of these implants, it's a foreign body. It doesn't belong inside of the animal. And if the animal's body cannot encapsulate it in a tissue a capsule of tissue that keeps it away from the body, that sometimes it will encapsulate it in a tumor. Those tumors are fast growing. They're frequently malignant. They frequently metastasize, and they result in a fast growing, dangerous, cancerous tumor that can lead to the death of the animal. Tragically, over the last couple of years, since this information has come out, it has not reached the mainstream to the level that it should. People continue to implant these microchips into their dogs, oftentimes with tragic results. We are joined now by Howard Gillis. He is a caring and responsible pet owner. His dog, Seamus, a beautiful bull mastiff, was implanted with a microchip. He later developed a tumor, a malignant mangiosarcoma that grew so rapidly it actually reached over 4 pounds in size. It was removed through a surgery, and at that point, the vet asked, did you know that Seamus had been microchipped twice and that both chips were found in or around the tumor? Joining us to talk about his very sad story, but also to give information and a warning to other pet owners, is Howard Gillis of Virginia. Good afternoon, Howard.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I really want to thank you for, first of all, coming forward and contacting us. I want to thank you for doing the research after what happened to Seamus to find out what was going on with these microchips. Can you tell us, in your own words, give us Seamus's story?
Well, it started out as a very small lump on his back when I noticed him laying in front of the TV. And it was very small at the time, and I looked at it, and I said, gee, well, that's unusual. I never saw that before. And I got down on the floor, and went over to him, and I touched it, and it was not very big at all. And I thought, well, maybe it's nothing. And I we went through some time there, and we progressively saw it getting bigger and bigger. We took him to our vet, and the vet looked at it and said, this is suspicious. We probably will want to keep our eye on it. It doesn't look good. Let another month go by, and let's see what develops and everything. And so we did that. We went back, I would say probably a month and a half, 2 months after that, and the vet saw him, and we told him that we had to bring him in because it had gotten so big. It was now was visually noticeable. You couldn't miss it. And they said, my gosh, I can't believe how fast this thing grew. And we said, well, yeah, we were very shocked too. We knew it didn't look good. We talked it over with the vet, and we said, look, maybe we should do a biopsy. Maybe we should do a surgery. We're not sure. I said to my wife, I said, I think we should take him to some other vet and get a second opinion and see what develops there. And we took him to this other vet and a larger clinic, and they looked at it and they said, I think we should do a biopsy on it, or at least, or something. And they drew out some fluid, and it didn't look good. The fluid didn't, we let another month go by, I guess. And then it got even bigger, and then we couldn't wait any longer. We told him to do a biopsy, you know, go in there and take more than just the fluid. They went in there and they were going to do a biopsy, and when they get in and they saw the size of it and how big it had gotten and grown so big, they said, we have to take this whole thing out. So I went back to pick them up. They said, we took the whole thing out. And he said to me, when I went to pick up Seamus, he said, did you know he had two microchips in him? And I said, oh, I didn't know that. I knew we had put one in him when we moved to Virginia. And the only thing I could think of was the other chip was put in him by the previous owner that sold him to us when he was almost a year old.
He yeah, was that a was a breeder. Dog, and, right. That was a breeder, Howard, who had put the chip in there?
That was a breeder. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can speak from experience. It's very difficult nowadays to get a dog from a breeder that is not microchipped. We've been trying here in our own area to find breeders that have an automatically microchipped dog. So virtually all the dogs at the pound, well, the pound won't even release a dog without a chip. And all of the pet stores have microchips in the dogs. And the breeders are just doing it now as a matter of course. So that's probably what happened with Seamus.
So I was, I didn't think anything of it. Well, he had two microchips in him. You know, it's not really anything. But at the time when it was mentioned to me by the vet, he kind of just dismissed it as sort of like, you know, unusual. You know, how did he get two microchips in him? And I said, well, that's probably what happened. Didn't give it any more thought. In the meantime, he had the whole tumor removed. It was a 4-pound, 3-ounce tumor. Half the size of a grapefruit, right between his shoulder blades. And we brought him home, and he was treated with medication and things like that. We knew the diagnosis that was given to us was that it was a stage 2 sarcoma. My wife told me that's an aggressive, fast-growing tumor. And we knew we didn't have a whole lot of time with him. Well, the tumor was removed back in August, and we didn't see anything for a couple of months, but, of course, every time we looked at him, we were looking there where the incision was. And eventually it came back again, but it came back in a very unusual shape, right in the same area, right directly where it was before. And it got to be so big by February that we couldn't wait any longer. We just said he had difficulty moving around. He had difficulty getting up and eating and drinking. He was shortness of breath. He developed other complications gastrointestinally. He was shortness of breath when I would walk him out so he could do his business. Several times he would come back to the house and he was on the leash because I didn't want him to, you know, roam too far, and I didn't want to walk him far at all like I usually had like a year ago. And he would just sit there, and you could just tell he was just like an old man. He couldn't go any further. And I'd bring him in the house, and he would eat and drink, but he had difficulty getting around. And the last 2 weeks before he was we said goodbye, it was just terrible. I mean, I couldn't stand looking at him, but I loved him so much.
Absolutely. And we will be posting a picture of Seamus up on our website as a memorial to this beautiful dog. He's over a 100-pound bull mastiff. You can tell the sweetness in his eyes. And in the email that Howard wrote to me, he talked about what a loving family dog this was and how he truly did not deserve this. I will say this, though, and after having spoken to Jeannie, who's created a memorial website for her dog, Leon, who died of a microchip-induced cancer and devoted a lot of time to letting the world know about it, she's the reason I know about this. She created a memorial site at noble-leon.com. And her belief truly is that these animals have sacrificed themselves in order to tell us something, and that we can derive some degree of comfort from the fact that they're in a better place. We certainly know that. And I truly believe, I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but I truly believe that God cares for these small animals. They are so filled with love. There's no way that God is not going to want them on his lap as well. So I am certain that Seamus and Leon and all of the other dogs who have passed on because of this are in the lap and in the arms of a loving father who is filling them with joy. They're jumping around like little puppies, and they're better off where they are now, certainly in the arms of God, than suffering with a tragic disease. I want to thank our guest, Howard Gillis, for sharing his obviously very painful story with us, and I want all of us to be praying for him in this rough time. We'll be right back.
stronger immune power, improved sense of well-being. How many supplements have you heard boast of these benefits? The team behind Centrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises. And Centrition does just that. Centrition utilizes the ancient healing wisdom of Chinese medicine in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs serve as the healing component, and organic hemp protein and greens and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Plus, Centrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you'd want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Centrition.com to order yours or call 1-866-497-7436. After you use Centrition, you'll believe in supplements again.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fit Glove technology
and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow!
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go
wow.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh, I wanna be a dog, wanna wag my tail, chase cars and knock over garbage cans, fight the man who brings the mail. Oh, wanna be a dog, wanna lie on the floor, chase squirrels and cats, run away from rats, chew your shoe and bark at the door. Oh, wanna be a dog, wanna dig big holes, flirt with French poodles and basset hounds and pee on telephone poles. Oh, wanna be a dog, oh, I wanna sniff ground, scratch fleas and ticks and run after sticks. I just wanna be a hound. Oh, wanna have dog breath, wake the neighbors too. I'll lick your hand, be the best friend a man don't have nothing better to do. Oh, wanna be a dog, I want my nose to be wet. I got a college degree, but all I wanna be is somebody else's pet. Oh, I wanna be a dog.
All right, we're back. A little levity. This is a very heavy program. We're talking to Howard Gillis, who is one of what I believe is hundreds, if not thousands, of pet owners around the country who are learning the hard way that these implantable microchips being promoted as the next best thing to, I'm not sure, certainly the best way to care for your pet, to show that you love your animal, that you want to be able to find your dog if he gets lost or wanders off, that we're being sold a bill of goods. These microchipping companies are aware of these complications. They are contacted regularly by people who have had these problems. Jeannie, one of the things that she told me is that when she contacted the company, they said, yeah, we know about this, but you're not going to get us on record talking about it. So they know it's happening. They have lied, actually. If you go to our website at antichips.com and you click up the cancer information, you'll actually see a number of overt and blatant, I have no other word for them other than lies, that representatives of the industry have made about their products, trying to discredit the absolutely impeccable research that shows that these chips cause cancer. And now, because the mainstream media, including Time Magazine, has covered for these guys repeatedly, now, unfortunately, people are having to learn it through their own experience. And I would like to see an end to people coming forward and telling me that their dogs have died from cancer, from other complications of microchipping. I'd like to see it stop, and I think the way to get it to stop is for courageous people like our guest Howard Gillis, like our upcoming guest here shortly, Linda Hawkins, other people who have come forward and talked about these experiences, is for them to get their story out and for the rest of us to hear the story, to heed the story. The Bible says, let he who has an ear hear. If you've got an ear, hear this story. And then if you've got a mouth, share it with somebody else. Pass this information along. We've got to get it out before more beloved family members die. All right, Howard Gillis, before the break, you were telling us about the experience of Seamus, your bull mastiff, tragically developed a tumor around the microchips. I had one question for you. When your vet said, did you know Seamus had two microchips, did he mention that those microchips were found in the area of the tumor?
Oh, yes, he did.
And how did he say that? What exactly did he say?
Well, I asked him, I called him back after he mentioned that to me, and I asked him if he knew of the possible connection between the microchips where they were and where this tumor was, because they were right alongside, one on top of the other. And he said to me, he said, you may be right. I didn't think about that. There was some sort of, like, shock that he had, you know, expressed at that time. I since have seen the biopsy, and it says that there were tumor cells in all the areas of the biopsy, the mass that was removed from him, the 4 pound, 3 ounce. So this thing was huge, and they certainly didn't get it all out, and it was right there in the dermis or subcutis and has the potential for metastasis to lung, liver, and spleen. I can't express enough. I can't say it any more clearly than this. This was not close to. This was not a couple of inches away. This was right there where the chips were. I know because I was there when he had one of them put in.
And I can say this, that based on the literature, and Howard, if you've not yet had an opportunity to read the 52-page report or anyone else out there listening, I would encourage you to read it. 52 pages sounds daunting, but the way that I wrote the report, it's broken up so that each individual article has about a 2-page story. It's got a picture, it's got the summary, and a description of what was found in the study. So it's really actually a series of little mini 2-page vignettes. You could almost call it sort of 11 stories about microchip adverse reactions, I suppose. So don't let the 52-page nature of it daunt you. But one of the things that the researchers found as they looked at the cancers in the laboratory animals is that when you put a chip into living flesh, it's like shrapnel. It's like stepping on a piece of glass or getting a splinter. Your body gets an inflammation around it and tries to do something with it. First, it tries to push it out. And we know that firefighter John Santola, who had a chip implanted in his right arm, we know that his body actually pushed that out while he was swimming a short time later, and it actually sort of whooshed out of his arm in kind of a big bloody mess. So that's the first thing your body tries to do. If it can't get it out, if they've planted it deep enough that it does not come out, then at that point you the body forms a protective capsule of tissue around it to try to isolate it from the rest of the body. Your body doesn't know, is it going to dissolve? Is it metal? Is it going to rust? Your body doesn't know what this thing is. And so when it forms that protective capsule, what they found as they examined these tumors microscopically is that the cancer began in every case from that capsule, that tissue capsule that formed around the microchip, that's where the tumor grew. Now, sometimes the tumor grew all around the microchip. Other times the tumor started there and then sort of grew in a balloon outward. But in every case, the microchip was either fully encased in or attached to the tumor. And it sounds like, Howard, that's what you're describing happened with Seamus as well.
The second thing that came back after the first one was removed and it came back within 4 months, I would say was probably just as big as the first one that was removed from them. That's how aggressive it was.
And that's what we know about these tumors is they can be extraordinarily fast growing. Let me ask you this, Howard, based on or after you had this tragic experience of losing Seamus, how did you come to find the cancer information?
I Googled cancer in dogs, and I started reading up various articles about different things, and I came across an article on microchips, and cancer was yours or somebody else's mention of that. I started doing the reading and everything, and it was late at night, and I started reading the stuff, and I read so much I couldn't sleep because I recalled the conversation I had with the vet that took the tumor out, and he said, there were microchips right there, and I said, oh, my God. I was like, what did I do? You know, this dog didn't have a chance. He had two of these things, not one, but two. And I know I don't blame myself, but if I'd have known that he was going to be subject to or could possibly get something like this, if I had a warning, if somebody had told me that it could lead to this, I would never have done it. Never, never. I mean, I've lost other dogs. I've had dogs all my life. I've had other dogs die from cancer. I never had a dog die with a tumor like this at the base of a chip implant. I can't say it any clearer than that. He was a big dog, and that's the only place the tumor grew, right there where the chip was. What can I say?
Howard Gillis, brave and very responsible pet owner. Seamus passed away last month, and he will be greatly missed.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's nothing like a good old dog for loving you. Nothing like a good old dog. He'll wag himself into at the sight of you. Nothing like a good old dog. He doesn't need a reason. He doesn't need a rhyme to keep on loving you.
Nothing like a dog. We love them on this program. We've done a lot of shows on dogs in the past. We've done activism to try to protect dogs against this kind of technology. You are, of course, listening to Dr. Catherine Albrecht on the Genesis Communications Network. This program airs live Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 2 to 4 Mountain Time, and 3 to 5 in the Central Time Zone. You can find this program on your local radio dial or excuse me, you can always go to CatherineAlbrecht.com. That's Catherine with a K, Albrecht, A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T, CatherineAlbrecht.com. Click on Radio Show and then listen live. That will bring up a little player right there on your desktop, and you can hear the program airing right through your computer speakers. You can also find the archive of this program. I believe this is one of the most important programs we've done in the 3 years that I've been on the air. It will receive a couple of stars there in the archive, so you can go back and find it easily, and you can find that by going to CatherineAlbrecht.com. Click on Archives and Guests. We will do our best to get up a picture of Seamus, that is Howard Gillis's beautiful bull mastiff dog, and you can see the kindness and the loving look on his face. What a wonderful, wonderful companion Seamus has been to the Gillis family. And joining us this segment of the program is another pet owner who will be joining Howard Gillis and myself. That is Linda Hawkins. She is based in Tennessee. She is the owner of Scotty, a Yorkshire Terrier who developed a cancerous tumor around a microchip, just like Seamus did. He has had the cancerous tumor removed and is undergoing therapy That is chemotherapy. He has since developed, however, T-cell lymphoma and has a poor prognosis. Linda Hawkins first contacted me back in December, and I did have an opportunity to speak to her pathologist, who said very clearly that there was a microchip embedded in the tumor. He found that very unusual, and then we shared the research with him, which let him know the full story. So we are getting the word out to more people, and let me now welcome Linda Hawkins to the program. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Catherine. How are you?
I'm having a hard time this show. I got to tell you, this is one of the tougher shows that I've had to do in all my years of broadcasting. You know, a pet is more than just a dog. I know there's a lot of people out there who don't have dogs or don't have pets or don't have cats and say, yeah, whatever, it's just an animal. But for those of us who have animals, we know that's a family member, that's a child, that's a brother, that's a friend, that is someone with whom you have a deep connection and a deep contact. And I know that you've been very concerned for Scotty over these many months. I want to introduce you while we're on the air here also to Howard Gillis, who just joined us in the first portion of the program sharing his
story. Hi, Linda.
As well. Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, good, good. I'm just so sorry about Seamus. I can't imagine what you're going through.
Well,
I appreciate that very much.
And I want to thank again both of you. I know it's very difficult to come on the radio and talk about a deeply personal experience and one that that is just so tragic. So I do appreciate what both of you are doing.
Catherine, though, somebody has to tell people, you know. Somebody needs to get it out there that if you have a pet that develops any type of tumor in that area, they need to run to the doctor, run to the vet. If they've got a chip in there especially, it's just such a well-kept secret that, you know, I mean, if you don't go on the Internet or Google pet chip and cancer, and it's everywhere. But you never see this in any of the advertisements. Nobody ever warned you that this might happen to your pet if you put the microchip in him.
You know, and you're bringing up such an important point, Linda, because when you see the ads for, oh, I don't know, some antidepressant or some sleep medication, the prescription ads, they have to put the warnings up there. They'll give you the contraindications, you know, may cause drowsiness, may cause urinary problems, whatever. They've got to tell you that. They may tell it to you quickly. They may gloss over it. They may put it in micro font, but they have to tell it to you. And yet with these microchips, no one's telling pet owners anything.
No, not a thing. And what's even worse is they're not telling the vets either. I mean, vets do not know that these chips could possibly cause cancer.
No, they don't. And in fact, some of the leading veterinarian officials, some of the leading spokespeople for the national organizations of veterinarians have publicly come out and dismissed the research that clearly shows that these things cause cancer. They've dismissed it. They've told the veterinarians, oh, don't worry, pay no attention to those people over there. This isn't really happening. And so until a vet actually has an experience, like your vet, of course, Linda, had with Scotty, or like Howard's vet had with Seamus, until they actually come face-to-face with it, just like pet owners, they don't know. They simply don't know, and they're told to dismiss these stories. So we who have gone through this and know the research and know the information, know the facts, we've got to get the word out. Linda, can you tell us, for our listeners, about Scotty's story? First of all, I want to know, how is he doing now?
He's doing pretty well right now. We did go back to the vet oncologist today. He has developed three small tumors again, and they're trying a different cancer medication to see if we can get this under control.
I'd like to ask our listeners right now to please add Scotty to your prayer list. We have a wonderful team of prayer warriors out there listening to the program, and I'd like you all to include Scotty, the Yorkshire Terrier, in your prayers. Linda, give us sort of the recap of how it was that you first came to find that Scotty had a cancerous tumor and how you linked it with the chip.
Absolutely. Back in August, the end of August, we noticed just a small little tumor coming up on his back between his shoulders. I would say I had to describe it maybe half of a marble, you know. We noticed that. I took him to the vet immediately. The vet looked at it, said, let's do a fine needle aspiration, take a few of the cells out. We'll send those off, just, you know, see what it looks like. He did that, and he called me like 2 days later and said, everything's fine. no, there's no problem. You don't have to worry.
Oh, dear.
We can take the tumor out if it's cosmetically not pleasing, but unless it bothers him, we're not going to worry about it. So, okay, everything's fine. A couple months later, I noticed that the tumor's not getting smaller. It's getting bigger. When I took him back to the vet at the end of November, it had probably grown to half a walnut size, if you can imagine that. I took him in. The vet saw it. He was concerned. We decided to go ahead and have surgery done. He had surgery on December 4th to have the tumor removed. And when he took the tumor out, as we were taking him home that afternoon, we asked the vet if he would scan him, tell us if the chip was still in there. Because I asked the vet back in August, could this chip be causing the tumor? I thought maybe the chip was trying to move back out, you know, just come out of where it was put in using that same canal, you know, because it was right there where the chip was implanted. And, of course, the vet said, no, that can't happen. I've never heard of that. So he scanned him before we took him home after surgery, and the chip was gone. So they sent the tumor into the pathologist. There was a tumor surrounding the microchip. It was attached to the tumor that you could see from the surface, but that walnut-sized tumor. So when they took it out, the other tumor with the chip in it came at the same time. So that I thought back in August that it had something to do with the chip. I don't know why, just where it was placed, where the tumor was. I just really felt like that was the problem. Of course,
you know,
my dad said no. So.
That actually, and I want to put out a word to other pet owners, and we include this in our FAQ and also in the recommendations in the end of the cancer report that you can find at antichips.com. If you have a pet that has been microchipped, you want to regularly palpate the area where the chip was implanted. That's around the neck, bearing in mind that these chips sometimes migrate, that they can move a couple of inches or even further in either direction. When you're petting your animal, just kind of squeeze around that area. If you feel a lump, as Linda said, run, do not walk, to your veterinarian, and do not rest until they do a biopsy and an x-ray. And if there's a chip in the middle of that lump, get it out of your pet as soon as possible. We'll be right back. It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food Guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My granddaddy told me he don't like no RFID. His father before him, he didn't know of RFID. But soon we all gonna have to fight to be free of RFID. We'll remain free. I won't take no RFID. My puppy and my kitty, they don't need no RFID. I will remain free. I won't take no RFID. San Marcos told me my heifer needs an RFID. I gotta chip my chickens and it ain't gonna be free. For I gotta pay for them pig scanning RFIDs. My beagle has a good leash, but he don't have no RFID. Coming after Fido, I know they're gonna come after me. And if I don't get that batch, if it's a year in the penitentiary. But I will remain free, I won't take no RFID. My puppy and my kitty, they don't need no RFID. I will remain free. I won't take no RFID.
And we are back. Hey, I want to put that in perspective, guys. These microchips that they're now making mandatory for animals, they are also making mandatory for people. In China, every person in China has been issued a national ID card containing an RFID microchip. Same technology, slightly different format. It's got to be flat so it can fit into the card. But I'm telling you, if the nation of China can issue 1 billion RFID mandatory national ID cards, how far are we as a culture, as a civilization, as a planet, from the time when they're going to say, you know, it's not just good enough to have it in a card. We want it in you. And that is why these animals, the story of these animals, the tragedies that we are experiencing now are a small precursor of what is going to happen if, first of all, we microchip all of the animals, and second of all, God forbid, we begin microchipping children and begin microchipping employees and citizens and one another. We've got to stop it from from happening, folks. I want to give you a little bit of encouragement, and both to Howard and Linda, I want to encourage you guys as well, that we are putting together a group of concerned folks who are working behind the scenes. We've been meeting for, we've had a couple of meetings now, where we're going to put together a website and a registry that will enable people like the two of you to tell your story, to provide the pathology report, to get a comment from your veterinarian, to put the evidence up there. And hopefully, if we can get your stories on there, we're going to post pictures of both Seamus and Scotty. We're going to post pictures of Charlie Brown, the long-haired chihuahua who bled to death last year from a microchip, a mandatory microchip implant. We're going to put a place where people, when they have these experiences, can get together, can comment to one another on a message board, but more importantly, where we're going to have a formal registry where we can record these adverse reactions and really begin to get the kind of scientific evidence that we need to mount a resistance against this mandatory chipping. Howard, I know that had you been aware of something like that before you took Seamus to the free chipping clinic, you probably wouldn't have done it.
Right. I mean, nobody told me. No, I got no disclaimers or anything that said, you know, there's a small percentage of, you know, animals that we've chipped that develop some problems, and these are some of the problems that develop. I mean, I'm not looking for a whole big study, but give me some warning, okay, so I know what I'm getting into. And I was not furnished with any information like that. As a matter of fact, the clinic that we went to, it was a nominal donation. I was just in a line of people that were walking through, and the girl would reach down and she would make an injection of the chip into the dog's neck. They never checked him to see if he even had another chip in him, and that's how he had two chips in him. I mean, it's a tragic thing that they didn't even check that. I have no way of knowing that.
Yeah, I think they did everything wrong in your case. It's just insane. And by the way, one other tip that I can give to pet owners is if your animal is getting a shot, millions of animals across the globe now are microchipped, but if your animal is getting a shot, an injection, an immunization, a vaccine, any kind of a shot, please make sure to tell the vet not to put the shot anywhere near the microchip or the region in which microchips are implanted, because obviously the more trauma to that area and the more cellular disturbance, the more likelihood there that a cancer could arise there. Let me ask you, Linda, were you given any kind of caution when you chipped Scotty?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, I did a little bit of research before I did and never saw anything that would give me any kind of pause not to do this. And I'll be honest with you, if I had seen the warning, I don't know what my decision would have made. I might have gone ahead and chipped him. I mean, I know that may be a good way to find animals, but not being told about it and not making an informed decision, to me, it's just criminal.
It would be criminal in the case of any kind of human technology. So certainly human medical implants that have risks, you've got to tell people about the risks. I think the same rule should apply to animals
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And I have to say also, Catherine, so much thanks to you, because one of the problems was you felt so lost. You know, you find out what's happening to your pet and you know you're going to lose him and there's no place to go. I mean, there's nobody else out there that can talk to you about it. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way. Howard, I know you had to have felt the same way. What do you do next? Who can I talk to? What support groups are there that might can walk me through this and what to expect next? So building the website and having the registry, I think, I believe there's so many more of these cases out there, but pet owners don't realize what's causing the cancer.
Community, and you two are going to be among the founding members of that community, I hope.
I just want to get my story out about what I saw, and then let the public make a decision, an educated decision, based on what my observation were and my experiences were with the chips. I say chips because he had two, and then they can do whatever, you know, what they think is best for their pet. I just think that the risk of getting this horrible, horrible type of cancer, you know, is far worse than what they're selling these chips at, which is a way that you can make sure your pet is returned to you. I just think it's just a dangerous roulette type of fooling around with the animals and everything. It's just hideous. I just don't like it at all.
Well, and I'd like to address that topic, that the microchip, it's not like they just flip on a satellite in the sky and pinpoint the location of your animal. They can't, these microchips have a read range of about 6 inches, so they've got to hold a scanner right over the animal's body to even find the chip. It is a far more effective method of getting your animal back to simply put a sturdy collar on the animal and a set of tags with a phone number so that when your neighbor or somebody down the street finds your dog, instead of having to take him into the pound where he might be put to sleep, they can simply look up the number and give you a call and say, hey, I got your dog. I mean, millions of dogs have been returned that way over the eons, and that is the simplest way to get a dog back. We don't need cancerous microchips in order to do that. We just can use common sense and collars. There really is no reason whatsoever for an animal to need a microchip if he has a well-fitting collar and a tag. So that's the other thing. They're lying to us. They're not telling us about the risks, and they're also not telling us that there's a way simpler technology. It's called print. It's called a tag that has a phone number printed on it. Let me ask you, as we're coming down the home stretch of the program, Linda, if you have any parting words of advice for listeners out there who have animals?
Again, you know, if your animal is not chipped, I don't think I would chip him. And if he is chipped, as you said, don't let any injections go in that same area. If you see any changes in their skin, take them to the vet as quickly as possible. I just feel like if you can catch it early enough, maybe there's a chance. Hopefully for Scotty, there is. He's still alive now, and he's doing pretty well, and Lord, I hope he stays that way for a long time, but the prognosis is not good. So.
Well, Linda, I want to thank you for sharing your story. We'll certainly keep Scotty in our prayers, a little Yorkshire Terrier in Tennessee. Want to encourage everyone to put in a good word with God for little Scotty. And, Linda, I want to thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
All right. I know you and I are going to be in touch quite a bit in the future as we tell your story and get that out there. We're kind of strategizing behind the scenes. In the meantime, Howard, I want to thank you also for sharing your very moving story about the passing of Seamus.
Thank you very much for doing what you're doing. I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to get my story out there.
All right. Well, you're an encouragement to all of us, and this program alone probably saved many, many lives and many, many heartaches. I want to thank you both. You have been listening to Dr. Catherine Albrecht. You can find this program at CatherineAlbrecht.com, the archives of this. This would be one to press onto a CD and distribute around. This would be one to post on your website. You are welcome to do that. Use this in any way that is helpful. We've got to tell people this is happening, and this is just the beginning, folks. There's going to be a whole lot more work on this. All right. Stay tuned till tomorrow, or tune in tomorrow, when we do Good News Friday. We'll lighten the atmosphere a little bit and send you off to a good weekend. See you then. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.